Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Vicky Yoy. Vicky, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Vicky, you have done a lot of great songs. You're a great singer. A song that really has impressed me before we talk about your new project, Because of Who You Are. Tell us about that song and how you enjoy doing that song.
You know, I was at a church in New Orleans probably back in 2000, and they were singing it as a praise and worship song, and I was like, where did you get this song? I love it because I always talk about people, you know, we get to this presence of God, and the presence of God, so many times we ask for things, and we need this, and we need that, and what this song says is, because of who you are, I give you glory, just because of who you are, not because you healed me last week, or not because, you know, you made a way out of no way, but because of who you are. Sometimes people have to have a motivation, you know, I'll worship you, you know, if you give me a raise, I'll, you know, but this song just says, because you're God, just because of who you are, I give you glory. So I found out who had written it, and actually Martha had never recorded except with a choir. She used to be a music director at a church in Orlando, and they did it. And I actually called her and got the soundtrack that they used for their choir, and I began to sing it on TV and all around the country. And then when I signed with CeCe Winans, Pure Springs in 2003, she'd been hearing me singing on TV, and she says, you have got to record Because of Who You Are. So then we recorded 2003, and then when I did a live recording in 2009, I want to do a live version of it. So it's on two of my CDs. It's one of my favorites.
Hey, one of my favorites as well. I'm at Peace. Tell us about that. And it's the title of your project. Where did you come up with the title? And what do you mean, I'm at Peace?
You know, with so many things going on in this world and just with the economy and just people's personal lives. In fact, we just did a video of the song, I'm at Peace, where we went in downtown Nashville where people lost their homes and just speaking peace into people's lives. You know, you got to speak peace. You got your life follows your words. And so even in this holiday time, this Christmas season, you know, I speak peace into people's lives. And peace is a wonderful thing. And the song talks about, I'm at peace. I never thought I would be shaken, but you came and laid your hands on me. The storm has moved away. You see, I've been in church all my life. My father was a pastor. We would sing songs about storms passing by, passing over, passing under, passing through. But I got a new revelation. I want the storm to be moved. And so that's how we ended the song, My Storm Has Moved Away. And so actually, that's the title of the CD, but I actually co-wrote six songs on this latest project. You know, most of my CDs, I write no songs or maybe one. But this CD, I was really inspired, and I don't know if you know it, but there's a song on there I did a duet with Canton Jones called So Many Reasons to Trust Him.
Okay.
And that's going to actually be the second single, and I'd love to know your opinion about it before we release it. I'd like, love for you to hear it.
Okay. Matter of fact, I have heard it, and I really like it. I really enjoy
good.
It. Yeah, I really enjoy it. And we're going to talk about your project a little more. We're going to get in depth in a few minutes. But I want to ask you, a praise and worship experience, what do you mean by a true praise and worship experience?
Well, you know, I believe there's a lot of artists that are entertainers, you know. And, you know, and I'm not going to name them because I'm sure they have some aspects of their music where they may lead people to praise and worship. But I am a praise and worship leader. I like to lead people into the presence of God. And so when I said praise and worship experience on the CD, I wanted to say something on there to kind of give people an idea of what they're going to experience. That's truly what I say. I want to lead them into the presence of God. And you know, there's a lot of different varieties of praise. And I could do a whole album of just worship. But there's not really a bunch of songs in there that just a bunch of entertaining. I'm really even uncomfortable with the word, you know, doing a concert and stuff like that. I love to say, you know, it's a worship time or an evening of praise and worship or evening of, because I don't want people to come with that entertainment, you know, feeling like I'm going to come and sit there and just listen to her sing. I'm uncomfortable with it. A lot of artists, they're comfortable, and that's fine. You know, I'm not knocking that. But for me, I believe God has raised me up to lead people in the presence of God and to teach on praise and worship where people will really understand about it.
we're going to talk about your I'm at Peace. And let's talk about a couple of songs. The first one, Higher.
Well, you know what? That song, I co-wrote that with a couple other gentlemen. And they, I just said, I want to do a song about lifting them higher. And I just hollered, higher. And then they started going, let me find the Lord with me. And I said, no, we've said that many times. Let's do time to raise the roof up in here. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Wow.
And so I let them think that it was going to be Magnify the Lord with me. And at the rehearsals the night before the recording, because these two gentlemen don't live in Nashville, and we were doing the recording, the rehearsals, and they came in, and they looked at each other, and they, when the choir was doing, it's time to raise the roof up in here, and they looked at me, and I said, well, it is my CD, and it will be time to raise the roof up in here. So anyway, I just thought that that's something I had never heard, and it's really gone over well, you know, when I sing it live, and it's really a great song.
Vicky Yohe is our guest. Feel This Place. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, wow. Let's see. I love this song. I like to start off my concerts with this song, my praise and worship experience, with, because I like this song. I want him to be the star. Fill our hearts, fill this place. A friend of mine from childhood wrote it, and I was at a church in Macomb, Mississippi. Actually, not Macomb, Meridian, Mississippi. And they were singing, and I thought, oh, my Lord, I began to weep. And when songs affect me like that, you know, I want to hear it again. I want to find more about it and really consider recording it, because I don't want to sing songs that, if they don't affect me, if they don't touch my life, how can I expect to sing it and be able to minister to other people? So that song really ministers to me, and it's really seems like the body of Christ is really enjoying it.
Back to So Many Reasons, which features Canton Jones. You guys sound good together.